Wake up, people. It's 8 a.m. and a beautiful 73 degrees in Tijuana, Mexico. You're listening to Lo-Fi Poli-Sci. Oh, yeah, it's your Monday morning edition of that Lo-Fi Poli-Sci podcast. I'm your host, Michael Pickering, here to talk about our famous question, what's going on in the world today? And we'll get you your weekend cinema box office report and your five-day weather forecast in just a minute. But for now, straight to it, the news, fresh off that press. Today, let's start off in South America, Venezuela to be exact. And we've long talked about Venezuela's deep economic recession that has been going on for quite some time, for years now, really. Well, we've got updates on that. And so earlier this year, the Venezuelan government introduced the 1 million Bolivar banknote. And to give you some perspective, the largest U.S. banknote made today is the $500 bill. Venezuela's is the 1 million. So that should already tell you something. You see, inflation is so high, hyperinflation really, that they had to create larger banknotes, currency, in order to be able to buy stuff without needing hundreds of bills, even for the smallest of purchases. But as an unintended byproduct, bookkeeping and banking has become exceedingly difficult. You know, just the sheer amount of numbers in any ordinary transaction is a lot. But when you're talking about more expensive goods and services in the country, well, those numbers and amount of zeros just adds up wicked fast. So to help simplify things, the government has decided to cut 6 zeros off all the currencies, which, I mean, sure, that will help bookkeeping at least for a while. But really, that's just an artificial band-aid. It doesn't address the underlying issues plaguing the Venezuelan economy or the hyperinflation going on. But we'll be keeping a close eye on this one, as I'm curious to see how this plays out and how exactly it does affect economic transactions and the economy as a whole moving forward. But now let's move next door to Brazil, as this weekend marked exactly 1 year until the Brazilian presidential election, and a lot of people decided to celebrate it by protesting against President Bolsonaro. Oh, yeah. And how widespread were these protests? Oh, only in about 160 cities or so. So, quite a few. And, you know, Bolsonaro got elected on a platform of anti-corruption. And now he's being investigated for corruption. You know, he tries to come off as a person for the people. But the longer he stays in office, the more it seems the people don't really like him. And, you know, I'm starting to really wonder. The last two presidents of Brazil were both arrested for corruption. Will Bolsonaro be the third in a row to go? Question mark? Right in, people. What do you think out there? Now, let's switch gears a bit away from protest and talk about that weekend box office at the movies. Oh, yeah. So what were the top five grossing films this weekend in the U.S.? Well, on its first weekend opening, Venom, Let There Be Carnage, came in at number one with $90 million this weekend. Damn, that's a lot. And it also means people are surely going back to the movies. And at number two, The Addams Family 2, at $18 million. Number three, Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings, $6 million. Number four, The Many Saints of Newark, also its opening weekend, $5 million. And rounding it out at number five, Dear Evan Hansen at $2.45 million. Big bucks at the box office this weekend, that's for sure. And write in, let us know, have you been to the movies lately? And what'd you go see? And how many people were actually in the theater with you? You know, we're curious, what's your movie-going experience like these days? Let us know. All right, back to the grind and the gritty. And some real nitty-gritty details coming out of Africa and country of Kenya now. So you may have heard of something called the Panama Papers, or more recently, the Pandora Papers. You know, basically some law firms and other investment firms had a ton of documents leaked that showed buku wealth all over the world, and some large-scale corruption for sure. Well, apparently, the president of Kenya, Uhuru Kenyatta, and his family, well, these papers are showing he's got around $30 million stashed away in different forms. And damn, $30 million? Really, Kenyatta? And to give everyone some perspective on the state of Kenya, as of 2020, according to the World Bank's GDP per capita, Kenya ranks 165th in the world, with a GDP per capita of just around $1,838 a person per year. And what's more, if the president's name, Uhuru Kenyatta, president of Kenya, well, that name and the name of the country aren't so different, are they? Because the country is, in fact, named after his father from the Independence movie. And his father was the first president of the country for 14 years. Kind of makes you wonder, where did all this money come from, huh? Nah, I'm just playing. You don't have to wonder. You already know. But we'll keep you updated once we find out how the president responds to this report, which I'm curious what he'll say. Now let's head over to Taiwan, as a lot was happening this weekend with China. And every now and again, we talk about how China does military flybys on Taiwan, which China claims is part of sovereign China. And Taiwan? Well, they claim to be an independent country. But this weekend, well, things got hot. You know, Friday, China flew 38 military aircraft into the air defense zone around Taiwan, which is technically international airspace. But then another 39 on Saturday, meaning in the 2 days, China flew 78 military planes, including nuclear-capable bombers, near Taiwan. And Taiwan? Well, they most certainly did not like it. Oh, no, But honestly, in the past, nothing much has ever come from these things. But keep your lo-fi eyes open on this, because people be getting bold. And when that happens, well, no speculation. Just saying, keep your eyes open and ears to the ground, and let us know if you hear something first. But now, let's switch gears again to something not so controversial. Oh no, it's that topic everyone talks about when there's nothing else to talk about. That's right, we're coming at you with that lo-fi Metro New Orleans weather report. It's the first full week of October, and all week long, Monday through Friday, we'll have highs in the low 80s, and lows at about 73 to 70 degrees. So warm days, but nice evenings and mornings. And today we have 60% chance of thunderstorms, so be sure to bring that umbrella with you whenever you leave the house. And Tuesday and Wednesday, we're looking at partly cloudy, with a chance of meatballs at around 20 to 40%. Now Thursday and Friday, sunny and warm, lots of blue skies, oh yeah. And that's your 5-day Metro weather report. Wet to begin the week, then sunny to end it. And a last piece of news to send you on your way for the day. The World Expo in Dubai has finally opened. Oh, now. The World Expo was scheduled for 2020, but it was delayed due to, well, you already know, the way the world was last year wasn't anything like the World Expo going on. But now, it's open for business. And Dubai has spent over $7 billion prepping for this thing. And almost 200 countries are bringing a piece of themselves to the world in Dubai. And the expo will be going on for the next 6 months in Dubai, and they're expecting slash hoping for about 25 million visitors. Damn, that's a lot of folk to be traveling right now in the world. But you know, the World Expo has always intrigued me. I've never personally been to one, but I most surely would enjoy being able to see a bit of every country in one place. That'd be amazing. I mean, I think the idea of a traveling global fair is pretty cool. And it's been going on for over 150 years. In 2023, it'll be in Argentina. In 2025, it'll be in Japan. Both places I would surely like to visit. And you know, write in, people, have you ever been to a World Expo? And what's it like? You know, I'm really curious. What's your thoughts about what kind of time you had there? And that's your Monday morning edition of What's Going On in the World Today. If you missed it, check out Saturday's issue of Letters of the Lo-Fi Poli-Sci, where our theme was Dear Diary. Life is a quick read, but really makes you think about what's going on with our lives at the moment, but from a personal perspective. And always remember, Lo-Fi Poli-Sci is more than just me. It's the we that we be. Peace and well-being to all my human beings out there. Much love and always the best. Pickering, signing off.